train in joining, sending and taking together. Do this by riding the breath. Now he says, start being compassionate. And the method is, when you breathe in, listen carefully. It is one of the greatest methods. When you breathe in, think you are breathing all the miseries of all the people in the world. All the darkness, all the negativity, all the hell that exists anywhere, you are breathing it in. And let it absorb. Let it be absorbed in your heart. You may have read or heard about so-called positive thinkers of the West. They say just the opposite. They don't know what they are saying. They say when you breathe out, throw all the misery and negativity. And when you breathe in joy, positivity, happiness, cheerfulness. Atisha's method is just the opposite. When you breathe in all the misery and suffering of all the beings of the world, past, present, future. And when you breathe out all the joy that you have, all the blissfulness that you have, all the benediction that you have. Breathe out, pour yourself into existence. This is the method of compassion. Drink in all the suffering and pour out all the blessings. And you will be surprised if you do it. The moment you take all the sufferings of the world inside you, there are no more sufferings. The heart immediately transforms the energy. The heart is a transforming force. Drink the misery in and it is transformed into blissfulness. Then pour it out. Once you have learned it, that your heart can do this magic, this miracle, you would like to do it again and again. You try it. It is one of the most practical methods. Simple. And brings immediate results. You do it today and you see. That is one of the approaches of Buddha and all his disciples. Atisha is one of his disciples. In the same tradition, in the same line. Buddha says again and again to his disciples, "Ihi passiko, come and see." They are very scientific people. Buddhism is the most scientific religion on the earth. Hence, in the world, Buddhism is gaining more and more ground every day. The more the world will become intelligent, more and more Buddha will become important. It is bound to be so. The more and more people will know about science, Buddha will have great appeal. Because he will convince the scientific mind. Because he says, whatsoever I am saying can be practiced. And I don't say to you, believe it. I say, experiment with it. Experience it. And only then, if you feel yourself, trust it. Otherwise, there is no need to believe.